Learning Masechta Ma'aseinu Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Ma'aseinu Shnuklas Yushlam Benim Nitin Benitva. Okay, it was Nichnas into Yushlam Benitva and became Tamei. Okay, it entered into Yushlam and became Tamei. Bein Shnitim Be Avatama or Bein Shnitim. Whether it was Nitim Bein Shnitim Be Lav LaHatama. Okay, so Bein Bifnim Im Chutz. Whether it got Nitim Bifnim. Rishon or Sheni. Rishon or Sheni. Okay, Be Avatama is Sheretz. When the veil gets above Vladatuma, the high Vladatuma, the time of season, love Vladatuma, the Shinoga, Baavatuma, Shilushutam with the Raisa, when I think with the Raisa, El Vladatuma de Rabbanon. For example, when Shinoga, Bekalim, Shinitim, Bimashkin, Katame, Kalim, this is Vladatuma to Tuma de Rabbanon. What is an exiltum de Rabbanon? Liquid. A liquid which contaminated a utensil. A liquid which contaminated a utensil. Does the liquid have the koyach min ha-toyre to contaminate a utensil? Absolutely not, because the liquid already is a rishon, and a rishon cannot be metameh ke'adam v'kelim. So memela, it is an impossibility for a liquid to contaminate a utensil. Got it? A liquid touches
it can't.
So therefore, but it can only midirabon. But it can be metameh midirabon. And that's
what
takana when the liquid has the koyach. To be metame midrabanan.
What? Anything?
Adam the kelim. Adam the kelim. Even Adam the kelim. Liquid as the koyach to metame midrabanan. So therefore, it says in the Mishnah, therefore, it says latum over here means the tumah midrabanan. Whether it's a tumah de oraisa or a tumah de rabanan, when it says latum, you may be misled to believe that we're dealing with a rishon or a sheni. No. We're dealing here with a tumah de rabanan. That's what we mean over here in the Mishnah when it says vladatumah. It's not the usual usage of the term Velad HaTumma. Normally, under normal circumstances, the term Velad HaTumma refers to a lower level. There's the Av HaTumma, that's the beginning, then there's a Vlad, there's a Rishon or a Sheni. That's not what it means in this context. Here it means Tumma Dirabanan. Got it?
Not really.
I don't know what the problem is. What's the problem? What does Vlad mean? If I'm a child.
Tumma Dirabanan.
Right, but that's what it means over here. Tumah d'rabbanan. That's all you have to know, okay?
Yeah, good.
Bein b'fnei b'mechutz. So now, it's over here. Bein b'fnei b'mechutz. I got Tommy.
You forgot to say Arthur.
We're learning L'zech and Nishmas Arthur Shek. We don't need to say his Hebrew name because everyone knows who he is. What's so funny? This is being recorded for the whole wide world.
Fashepti, right?
The whole wide world. The whole Gansfeld.
Who's listening?
Gansfeld. If someone is listening out there, please raise your hand. Let's go by it.
Oh, God.
Beishamai oimim yipodeh v'yiochel hakol b'fnim. Beishamai says to redeem it, so you have to redeem it v'yiochel hakol b'fnim. Now let's see over here. V'chutz mishuditma b'av hatum b'chutz. Okay, so let's first see over here the Rav. Rav over here says, yipodeh. We have to at least do this mission, so let's please concentrate. Let's please. Yipodeh. The ma'aseh sheni shnitma peidin oisah afilu biyushlam. We know that is the halacha. If you have in your possession ma'aseh sheni and it's contaminated, what are you to do? What is one to do?
I don't know.
You redeem it. Yipodeh.
Yeah.
It is to be redeemed. The ma'aseh sheni shnitma peidin oisah afilu biyushlam. The siv kilo suchal se'eso. And he gave them portions. Yosef HaTzadik, he went and he gave portions to all of his brothers. He's a tzadik. Why is he called a tzadik Yosef? Because he supported someone. When you support someone, you become a tzadik. Yosef hu hamashpir l'chol ha'aretz. He hu hashalit. He was the mashpir. He was the provider. When you provide food, parnasa, sustenance to another fellow human being, you automatically earn the title of a tzaddik. Noah, he provided sustenance for all of the creatures in the teva. He is called a tzaddik. Yosef provided for all of the people. He is called a tzaddik. Are there any other people who are called tzaddikim in the Torah?
Providers.
Next. So therefore you redeem it. You redeem it. Okay, you got it? You redeem it. V'yoychel, now here's the next part that's tricky. V'yoychel b'fnim, shlo yoymru re'inu ma'yisya shenish nichnas v'yushlaim v'yaytzei. And now what do you do? After you redeem it, you may not take the food outside of this. This is a tremendous, incredible chiddush. Even after I have redeemed the food of Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to take this food outside the walls of Yerushalayim. You must eat the food in the walls of Yerushalayim. You hear what's going on over here?
Yep.
I bring in fruit, pomegranates into the walls of Yerushalayim, and I'm about to eat it, and then it becomes tameh.
Yes.
And now, what do I do when it becomes tameh? I have no choice but to redeem it. So what is the halakha? Even after you redeem it, what are you supposed to do?
Eat it.
You are supposed to eat the food in the walls of Yerushalayim.
How can I eat it?
But you redeemed it. It's long as Kedusha.
So it takes off the
takes tummy? Off the Kedusha. No, it doesn't take off the Tumah. The Tumah does not go away. The Tumah will never go away. The Tumah is there forever and ever. The Tumah will never go away. But the Kedusha. Has been removed through the Koach, through the power of redemption.
BBM.
Through the koyach of redemption, you've taken off the kedusha. Therefore, now when you have extracted the kedusha from the peros, and you put the kedusha onto the mamon, upon the money.
Yeah.
After you have extracted the kedusha from the fruit, and you put it on the peros, on the mamon. So now, what do you do with the fruit? What do you do with the fruit? The fruit has a residual kedusha, and it must be eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Got it? People are going to say, oh, look, that was Maaser. Now look what's happening. They're taking outside Yerushalayim. No one knows what's going on when you redeem it. Okay, now chutz.
So you should redeem it. You take the fruits out.
No, you don't take the fruits out.
Leave them here.
You're not allowed to take the fruits
leave
out.
Them in Yerushalayim.
Only you eat it.
You allowed to eat them, tummy?
Yes, because it no longer has kedusha.
Okay.
You redeemed it.
Okay.
It's not shuma. It's not shuma. Okay, chutz. Here's the part.
What's the difference if I eat it when it's maaser sheni and it's tummy, and when I eat it, and it's tummy?
You're not allowed to eat it.
Chulin. Why am I allowed to eat chulin tummy and not maaser sheni tummy?
Because there's no restriction on chulin.
What?
Chulin you can eat tummy. Who says you can eat chulin's tummy?
So why can't I eat maaser sheni tummy?
That's sanctity. That's a halacha.
Halacha?
Halacha. If something is sacred, it only can be eaten in the state of tahara.
The tahara.
Chutz mishnitma. There is one exception. Mishnitma ve'avatoma. Chutz mishnitma ve'avatoma b'chutz. Shekevon shnichnas kishahu tamei ein hamachitza koltosoi. And this you can take out. Chutz mishnitma ve'vladatom b'fnim. Aval nitma ve'vladatom b'chutz. Av mishnitma shaldereim nitma minatari chorhu yoichal b'chutz. Now that's the next opinion. Let's review the sheet of Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai say? If it became tummy outside, if the Maaser Sheni, let's review, if the Maaser Sheni became tummy outside, if the Maaser Sheni
became tummy
before you enter into Yerushalayim, and now there are two types of tumah. There's the tumah de'oraisa, and there's a tumah de'rabanan.
Correct.
If the tumah it contracted,
correct,
was a tumah de'oraisa before it entered into the walls of Yerushalayim, you are not. Then you are allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim, and you can take it out again. You can remove
take
it.
Fruits?
Yes. Because it's coming to clarify, according to Beis Shammai, since when you brought it into Yerushalayim, it was already tummy. It was so damaged. It was the goods were damaged to such a degree.
The goods
of the fruit. Before I even brought the fruit into Yerushalayim, they were already tummy, and it wasn't just a lightweight tumah. It was a heavyweight tumah.
Good.
A tumah d'oraisa.
Right.
So then the halacha is you redeem the fruit in Yerushalayim.
Good.
And you are permitted
to take it out.
To take it outside. That's according to Beis Shammai. Chutz mishnitma be'avatoma b'chutz. Let's see the pictures to some clarification. Okay, this is very easy. This is av hatumah v'lad hatumah. Basar nevela shehu av hatumah. Nevela. carcass.
Wait a second. Can I ask you a question? Oh, you mean it's going to touch the fruit?
Let's see what it says. My shiny. He's just giving me what is called an avatam of the. So we learn avatam is deraisa, vladatam is derabanan. What is an avatam? This is a really piece of cake. Avatam is basar, is meat, is an avatumba. Here's the pashal maestro shani. Misha tiga. Touch. Hapas the basar. When the pas touches the basar, harinitma ba avatumba. Okay, what do you want? This is as easy as it gets.
Avatumma.
Okay, next. Let's say the basar touches the utensil. Basar nevela shuhu avatumma kli naser rishon l'tumma. It touches the utensil. Mishenoga hakli be avatumma nasa kli levladatumma harehi rishon l'tumma. That's tumma deraisa. When the utensil touches the avatumma, it becomes a rishon l'tumma. Now the kli hu rishon l'tumah, the kli touches the bread. Is the bread tamei deraisa derabanan? It's tamei deraisa. Hapas nases shniyah l'tumah deraisa. Mishatiga hapas b'kli harinitma b'vlad atumah v'tumah deraisa. Okay, this is dvarim pshutim ad moed. Okay, we don't need pictures for this. Okay, now here is where there's liquid. So here is where it's going to be a tumah derabanan. What's a liquid? We have an avatumah. It touches liquid. The liquid becomes a rishon. Does that liquid have the koyach to be metam of the utensil deraisa? Absolutely not. No. Liquid, which is a rishon, is av. Rishon cannot be metam of the utensil. Now when this utensil goes ahead but it becomes tumah midrabanan. Now when it becomes tumah midrabanan, it touches the pas, it becomes pasal and tumah midrabanan. Pasal nevela shutam avatumah. Mashk nas rishon l'tumah. Hakli nasa slivada tumah rak midrabanan. Now midraisa lo nasa klisheni l'tumah v'intumos elam midrabanan. Slo midrabanan. And now when this utensil goes and touches the bread, hakli nitma midrabanan. Hapas midrabanan rak midrabanan. Mishatiga hapas bekli hare nitma habavada tumah midrabanan. It's only a tumah midrabanan. Good. Okay. Now what happened over here? Machloikis b'sham
be'silal. What's the case of it? Of the midrabanan case.
The case of what?
What's the Rabbanan case?
This is the Rabbanan case. Yeah, when there's a liquid in the middle.
Oh, there's a liquid.
There's a liquid. The liquid is automatically downgraded to Rabbanan. If it would touch the Raisa, meat to the utensil buzz with the Raisa, this is a liquid, the utensil, now it's only the Rabbanan. Now we are going to discuss the Machlokes Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. What does Bet Shammai say? Machlokes Shammai Bet Hillel. Here we have Kishnitma Maisa Sheni Biavatumma Bechutz. Okay, here. Here the Peros, look what's going on. It's really easy. Please, we have to do this Mishnah. Peros Maisheni. We have Peros Maisheni, Shanitmu Be'avatumma. Machlokes Be'Shamai Be'Silol. Here, Peros Maisheni, Shanitmu Be'Avatumma. Okay, here is Yerushalayim. You see Yerushalayim? You see the walls of Yerushalayim? Are you with me here, sir?
I see the walls. I see the Paris. I see Paris, and I see Paris.
It's the same Paris. The Paris. When did the Paris become Tommy? The Paris become Tommy when?
Before, or after.
Before. Look here. It's before. Here is on the way.
Yeah.
Paris. My shenis shnid mo biavatuma oibavatuma mitame mideraisa. Okay, deraisa. It's deraisa.
Go ahead.
Now you come into Yerushalayim.
Good.
What does it say? Nicholas to Yerushalayim. Look what it says. Look what it says. Rashai lohoitzi michus Yerushalayim ledas hakol. You got to take it outside.
Everybody says if it's
the Raisa. Why? Why? Because since it was damaged goods.
Before
it's mutter.
It was the Raisa.
Okay, next. Kishnidu bevaratomo. Let's say it got nidu bevaratomo. Shein mitam lo rabbanon. Bifnim. Hakol moed. Now, in this case, everyone agrees. Right. Everyone agrees to this case. Everyone agrees that it becomes tummy inside. Keep it inside.
Eat it here.
Kishnu b'vladatumah shenim tamal ravim b'pnim v'hakol moed m'shei yipadu v'yochlu b'yushlaim. Nidmu b'vladatumah t'mishol yushlaim. Peris m'sheni. Yipadu v'yochlu b'yushlaim v'al yotzim chutz yushlaim. You don't take it outside. Okay, next.
The Rabbanan that got tummy in Yushlaim.
Next.
You didn't do it good.
Next.
This time.
Next, kishenitmu. Kishenitmu biavatumah b'fnim. Which one cracked? This one or this one? I don't remember.
I don't know. Try the other one. Try both of them.
It doesn't always work. Kishenitmu biavatumah b'fnim nechluku b'shame b'silol. Now here is the machlokes. The machlokes says kishenitmu biavatumah b'fnim. When I got tell with an avatum b'fnim, here is the machlokes. It became tummy peris ma'ashen shenitmu be'av ha'tumah inside. Kishenitmu be'yushalayim, when the peris became tummy in Yerushalayim with a tumah de'ayraisa. inside the walls of Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Not like in this case, where he became Tameh before he came into Yerushalayim. When he came into Yerushalayim, it was good. It was not damaged.
Not damaged, good.
It was good stuff.
Right.
And when did it become damaged?
Inside. And it became
Deraisa. So here is where we have
Machlaikis. This is a
Machlaikis. According to Beisham,
you can take it out.
Beisham is Machmir. Beishilo Yotziyem Yushlaim Afilu Yiftuvichol El Yiftuvishlushlaim. Perish my Shinshin Bababatumma. Okay, what is Deraisa? Last case, Kishnidin Bvara Toma, where became time Bvara Toma, Bushlum Mukhuts, Nechluku Beshamai, there's another Machlaikis. Kishnidin Bvara Toma,
Bachutz,
there's another Machlaikis, a Naya Machlaikis.
Rabbanan
Bachutz. How damaged is it? So according to Laachi Yisra, Laachin Lamanash
Shalmanas. Where you paid it?
That's the question. The question is, you have to put it no matter what.
Definitely point it. The question is, you can take it out of Yerushalayim.
Right. So therefore,
Shabbos says you can't. The Beis Hillel says you can't.
Beis Hillel Rashi, exactly. Beis Shammai lo yotzeim Yerushalayim. Avi lepeidu lechlu Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel Rashi yotzeim Yerushalayim. Lefletzim lechlam sham. That's the machlekes. That's the machlekes.
Oh, there's more.
Okay, so let's. That's the next mission. Let's do something. Let's have this mission now. Beis Hillel says,
Beis
Hillel. You can always take it out. Chutz. The only time you can't take it out, Mishnitma Bivlanatum Bifnim. The only time it says you're not allowed to take it out is only in this case. Only in this case. This case it became tummy inside the walls of Yerushalayim.
With
the
Tumah Derabanan.
Here he came tummy outside. Tumah Derabanan. So Beis Hillel is making allows you to take it outside. But Beis Shammai disagrees. Okay, it's a very hard Mishnah. Let's just see here. The Rav here says, Chutz Mishanitma Bivla Tumah Bifnim, Aval Nidma Vala Tumah Bekoin to Beis Hillel, Aval Nidma Vala Tumah Bechutz, Aval Pisha Vala Tumah Shaldavayim to Nidma Minatar Tar Hu Yochel Bechutz. You want to take it outside. Uvirushalmi muki lo goin shnichnasu al menasi is a little point. Shlo yil kitu mechitzas avle im loy hisne hav nichnas harehu tar deraisa yochlam befnim avle im loy hisne hav nichnas harehu tar deraisa yochlam befnim. Okay, this is the side point. Let's chaz this mishnah. Okay, it was a hard mishnah. Baruch Hashem, we did this mishnah today. Baruch Hashem, we learned it. The zechus of Arthur Schick. We did the Mishnah. Ma'is Hasheni Shlichnas LiYushalayim VeNitma. It came in Bein Shnitma BiAvatoma. Okay, so it's Ma'is Hasheni Shlichnas LiYushalayim VeNitma became Tamei. Now, here it's a generalization. It's not telling you. It's not telling you at this moment in time exactly when it became Tamei.
Okay.
It could become Tamei before. It could become Tamei after. It's not telling you when it became Tamei. It's just telling you generalization. You have Ma'is Hasheni Shlichnas LiYushalayim VeNitma. So what do you do with it? So Bein Shnitma BiAvatoma.
Hello. Looks like it happened in Jerusalem.
No, not necessarily. No, no.
V'nitma.
And it became Tamei. It does not say when it became Tamei. No, that's not correct. It became Tamei at some point. And it's not telling us exactly when it became Tamei.
Okay.
No. So Bein Shtidma B'Yavetumah. Bein Shtidma B'Vladatumah. So whether it's a Tumah D'Araisa, whether it's Tumah D'Rabbanan, Bein Bifnim, whether it became Tamei on the inside, became Bifnim. He clarifies. Bifnim, Bein B'Chutz, and or a situation became Tamei inside, or where it became Tamei before, B'Chutz. So now we have to lay out the Machlaikas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel with regard to all the cases. So even before we see what is inside, let's review. If it became Tamei,
all the cases.
If it became Tamei D'Araisa on the outside, everyone agrees you can take it outside.
Yeah, but we didn't get to that point yet.
I mean, tell me the Rabban on the inside.
We didn't get to that.
So Bein Zim, so Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai says Yipodeh, V'yochel HaKol B'Fnim, you always have to eat it inside. No, every single case. Every single case, you're not allowed to go outside. Chutz. There's only one case that Beis Shammai will allow you to take it outside. Chutz Mishenitma Ba'avotam B'Chutz. Like in this case. In this case, it became Tamin Avotam B'Chutz. So this is the only case where Beis Shammai says, you can go take it in, redeem it, you can take it outside. Beis Hillel says, no, I'm much more lenient. Beis Hillel Oimrim, HaKoli Pod V'Yachal B'Chutz. You can always go. Keep on going. I'm always allowing you, even the Rabbanans, you take it out. You can always take it out. The only time I tell you you can't take it out is chutz mishnitma bivlat hatum bifnim. The only time I say you can't go outside, like in this case.
Yerushalayim.
And what kind of tum inside Yerushalayim? Only a tum of derabanan. Vlad. But even a tum of deraisa, Beis Hillel will allow you to go take it outside. Okay? We're done. We learned the Mishnah. We learned a very hard Mishnah. You should be happy. Okay, we did the Mishnah. Very good. Mishnah Osios Neshama. This week's parasha is Vayichi Me Osher Shmein Lachmai. From Osher is Osher is Mishnah Shmein Lachmai becomes Parnasa.
How'd you mix the two together?
Shmeina Lachmai. Shmeina is Mishnah. Osher. I don't know what Osher represents. Shmeina is Oisius Mishnah Lachmai is Parnasa and Shaduchim. So when you have Shmeina, you zeicha to Lachmai.